Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Later this hour, Dylan Strome for the Washington Capitals will join us at 8:45, so you definitely don't want to miss our guy, Stromer, in about 45 minutes.
All right, so I tweeted yesterday, and we don't do them very often. It's hard to get us all together, but we did a new episode of Tales from the Foxy Gator with my guys, Vinny and Joe P. And, of course, we had special guest Dylan Lauby. He's the running back that I've adopted here prior to the draft. He grew up with those guys. Joe P. coached him in lacrosse from, like, age 7 or 8, football and lacrosse, till, you know, he went to college. And Dylan is a super nice kid, played at the University of New Hampshire, was All-American there, had opportunities to transfer and go to bigger schools and all of that, but he decided to stay there. We talk about his journey, so check that out. He even mentions the teams that he's spoken to. He did speak to the Commanders at one point, but it wasn't a big thing. It was just with some of the scouts at one of the events. But he's had some serious conversations with a bunch of teams, including the Bears. He thinks they're very interested in him.
Ooh.
He talks about prepping for the combine. He talks about you guys even knew this, right? I think even Drab's not here, but he really shined and got national interest at the Senior Bowl. That's where he really made a name for himself, for the general public. And he played on Michael Penix's team, Bo Nix's team, and Sam Hartman's team. He did confirm Sam Hartman, maybe the most handsome guy he's ever seen in his life.
He is dreamy.
And I won't give you the answer yet. You check it out and listen for yourself. But of those guys, one of those quarterbacks he says he would definitely bet on to be the next big thing. Check that out. Just a super nice kid, somebody I've adopted here and I'm rooting for. And he projected to go anywhere between fourth, fifth, sixth round. Obviously, the earlier he goes, that would be the better.
Very good.
We did put up the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. And it was based on our conversation earlier about the Commanders and could they have a Texans-like turnaround?
Mm-hmm.
51%, 49%. It's pretty much right down the middle.
Coin flip.
It's a close
51% though say yes.
Well, let's hope. Let's hope they're right. That'd be awesome. It'd be awesome if they could get to
year one playoffs under Dan Quinn.
Well, maybe not even playoffs, but 8 wins in year one.
This was kind of what I said the last couple of years. That's how low my
Playoffs would be awesome.
I just want it to be competitive every week. I don't want it to be it was at the end, with all these regimes that
just being out of it in the first half.
Just out of it, and the games are awful.
Yeah.
I just want to be competitive, have a shot to win, whatever that is. I do think the schedule will make it better, and the coaching is going to be so much better. I might actually be stunned how much more competitive we are just based on coaching, game planning, everything.
By the way, this really means nothing, but did you see the number that Marcus Mariota is going to wear?
Zippy.
Zero.
Zero. Uh-huh.
First quarterback to ever do it.
I don't think I like
that. Is
that
right?
I don't think I like a guy just wearing zero.
You could say he's kind of a zero as a player, but that's not fair. He's had moments.
What was he wearing?
I did love Agent Zero.
Yeah.
I did love me some Gil.
There have been some zeros that have been great.
But like a quarterback to wear zero?
Well, it's a new era, Cakes.
It's going to be weird optics to see. Well, now, hopefully,
you're
I don't
not see
him on the field.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Hopefully, it's mostly you see that zero wearing zero on the sidelines wearing, you know, like a headset and with a clipboard.
Right.
Because if that zero trots out on the field, that's bad news for the Commanders, in my opinion.
Not if they decide that Drake May's our guy, like JP says, and he's just not quite ready yet to throw to the Wolves.
Mm-hmm. No. I just mean if you're playing Marcus Mariota for 6, 8, 10 games in a season, your season is going where his jersey number is. Nowhere.
I agree, but there could be a scenario where it does happen.
I understand that they like.
I would be surprised for that long.
I get it, surprised for that long.
I just remember when he was the Falcons before he mysteriously left them.
Mm-hmm.
He was woefully inaccurate. Like he had trouble with some of the most basic throws.
I know,
and
it's so strange because he has had moments. So he has had moments.
I know,
and he is super athletic still.
I know he has those traits.
He actually might be a great backup, because he can do
great
a
backup.
Okay, maybe not.
No,
great, but
not.
A very good.
He might be good.
A very good backup.
I put him in good.
I
don't even consider him very good.
Well, he's won a playoff game. He's had success before.
Just watch him play. It's eye test.
He's still an athlete.
That's fine. There are plenty of guys that can do that. He's not better than Brissett.
I guess. I mean, we saw Brissett for like.
Mariota's probably going to be good for
Brissett.
He came in and balled out. I know, but it's hard. That's such a small sample size.
It's a small sample size. I
can't get too excited about that.
Mariota will be good in the quarterback room, in the locker room for whoever they draft.
Let's hope so.
It'll
Let's
be good
hope
for that.
That's the case.
But you
the
don't want to see him play.
The quitting thing is a bad look, though. Like, I don't know how. I guess he justified it with, like, did he have an issue with his wife or something? Like, how did he justify it at the time?
Something like
but
that.
But he basically got benched and quit. That's not a good look.
Right.
Not a good look. Do you remember exactly what it was with Mariota? Huh?
Get a baby.
A lot of guys have babies.
Hey, now that he's on the team, it's been driving me nuts for 10 years. Can we all pronounce his name correctly and get on the same page?
Mariota? Did I say Marcus Mariota? Mariota.
That's correct,
it's
right?
It's Mar like Bar.
Right.
Or Michael Marr.
Michael Mariota.
Marcus Mariota.
Marcus Mariota.
I know. It's every other. It's Mariota.
Mariota.
Do we have the audio of Roger Goodell butchering his name?
Well, he's drafted? An idiot.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
I think we need to find that.
Hey, listen, I like to pronounce people's names correctly. Everyone's, you know, mispronouncing Wustizen, so
yeah.
Bugs the hell out of me.
Yes, that's true.
I know we were getting into Field Yates's mock draft 2.0.
Behind the scenes, just a quick radio insider on this. So
radio
we want to
insider.
Do this segment on Field Yates's 2-round mock draft on
All
ESPN.
Right.
So Drab was like, it's on ESPN Insider. I'll just come in and log in on your computer and pull it up
because
I'm too much of a squeaker to buy ESPN Insider.
Uh-huh.
For whatever reason, he couldn't access it through my computer. So then he attempted to print it out. And I have 1,000 pages. And it's not Drab's fault. I'm not killing Drab.
It's not modified to be printed.
Look at what I have here. There's all this paper.
All right, so who
the print websites aren't working. What I would like to do with Valdez is to take the printer that's in this room over here.
Yeah.
That is from 2007.
Can we do a Letterman bit?
I want to smash it into a million pieces.
Let's do it.
Know Valdez does. It was printing one page every 30 seconds. And that article is about 50 pages long.
Hold on. Why does it do that? Is it sort of like dot matrix or something?
I don't know what's going on.
It's the oldest printer in the world. I have an issue with it every day. Yeah. I've been trying to get it replaced forever. And it's not happening. And so I've stopped complaining. I've stopped lamenting on it.
Well,
and then
I'm just
printing
like
over there.
Why can't we just buy a cheap one that would actually
been
work?
Addressed? Supposedly we're supposed to be getting a new one, but we've been hearing that for
for weeks.
Months.
Yeah.
Wow. Uh-huh. I know.
And I ate my yogurt with a knife today.
Spending, I think, has been frozen.
I just want to say that I ate my yogurt with a knife.
Because they don't have the plastic spoons.
Because they don't have spoons or forks.
Jeez. Worst kitchen in America.
I mean,
Cakes, you could also spring for ESPN Plus.
I could do that.
You don't have ESPN Plus? Don't you have the Disney package?
Yes.
I think
I do have ESPN Plus. I have
the Okay, then click on the article.
If you have ESPN Plus.
I have ESPN Insider if I have ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
You're such a dog.
This is news to me. Hold on. Everybody knows that?
Yeah.
I've got it. Everybody on the planet knows
I've got it, but it's my buddy's login.
Well, I figured that.
Just log in to your ESPN Plus and you can see the article without having to print it.
A whole new world of opportunities opening to me. Hey,
you know what we talked about yesterday? Fubo. That's still been playing in my head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is so
to watch Nats games.
Right. But so is Fubo equivalent to YouTube TV? They basically have the same channel lineup. Is that how it works? It's like a Hulu?
I don't know. I think it's sort of streaming platform.
It's their own version, yeah. So why don't I just ditch YouTube TV, ditch my cable, and just do Fubo?
You probably should.
Somebody said Fubo is like $80.
Do it.
I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I know.
I know the MLS, like the DC United games were on there for a while.
Fubo?
Yeah.
Fubo.
I always want to say Fubu.
Yeah, Fubu Earl.
Fubo was a very long-time
Junks listener.
Yeah.
Fubo Earl. Big Junks fan back in the day. All right, so we did, Drab did kill 8 trees and print out this story about Field Yates' 2-round mock draft on ESPN.
All right.
At he has the making a trade, by the way.
He does.
Oh,
not
really?
Number 2, though.
No.
Right.
At number 2, he does have the Commanders taking Jaden Daniels. Out of LSU.
I don't think they're going to do that.
He says forecasting who the Commanders will take is a bit trickier. He's obviously referencing Caleb Williams going 1.
Mm-hmm.
As the team has not tipped its hand in any meaningful way. This is editorial. That's great news. Please don't have leaks from the front office. Keep everything under wraps until draft day. Thank you very much. So I'll go with Daniels, the second-ranked player on my board, regardless of position, to replace Sam Howell after his trade to Seattle. Daniels was the best player in college football last season, winning the Heisman. He blends rare mobility with excellent pocket passing. He averaged more rushing yards per carry than any other FBS player in 2023 and led the nation in QBR. So that's his rationale for picking Jaden.
It will be so exciting if they do end up going that route.
And it's probably a coin flip on whether or not they're going.
He was averaging more rushing yards per carry than all the running backs in college football.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's
pretty
impressive. He had
many explosive plays.
Pretty impressive.
If they take Jaden Daniels, I'm going with 9 wins or more this season.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so where does he do on the second round picks?
Number 36, he has a projected trade.
All right.
To move up?
No. He has the Raiders sliding up into the 36th spot.
Or to draft Penix.
QB6 on his board, who is Michael Penix.
All right, they are desperate for a QB.
Yep. He says, after missing out on the top 5 passes on day 1 and knowing teams will be eyeing the quarterbacks available here, I have the Raiders sending number 44 and a 2025 third rounder to the Commanders for number 36.
So that would leave them 40 and 44?
Commanders would then be picking at 40 and 44.
All right, so what do you have them doing there?
Has receiver or tackle?
Has the Commanders selecting a wideout, a big wideout, Keon Coleman out of Florida State at the number 40 overall pick. It would add a size element, 6'3", 213 pounds, to the group of smaller receivers of Terry McLaurin.
He's not fast like a Brian Thomas at that size, but he's got size.
Right. Could be a red zone threat.
So can I tell you a nugget from my interview with Dylan yesterday? So when he was at the Senior Bowl, who's the receiver from Carolina that's potentially going to go?
Tez Walker.
Yeah.
He's a stud.
Yeah, he said, nice
South
kid.
South Carolina or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
Yeah.
North Carolina. Okay.
Yeah. DeMontez Walker.
Yeah. He said, great kid. He was putting so much pressure on himself. He doesn't think he caught one ball all week. He said, I'm not kidding. He didn't catch one ball. And he said a lot of guys were just locking up.
Yeah.
But it's interesting, just because you mentioned receiver there, mm-hmm. I don't know where they have him projected. I don't know where they
I think
have
he's
him.
He's a pretty high, relatively
he said,
high pick. Because
he said he thought he was supposed to go in the first round. And he said he
I want to say I've seen third round.
Okay, he said he just the poor kid just did not catch a ball.
Froze.
Huh?
He froze.
Yeah, he just locked up. He said some kids were putting so much pressure on themselves.
Yeah.
Well, think about it. That's how you make your money.
Yeah. No, it's your
life. Your livelihood is depending on something.
It's a huge test.
But remember,
test.
It was Jamar Chase that was dropping balls like crazy when he first came in the league.
Yes, and his fantasy stock
remember
dropped,
that?
And then he had
then
a baller
just,
rookie
you know,
season.
Figured it out. Was it preseason or maybe
it was in like training camp?
Yeah, preseason. He's dropping everything.
Yeah.
Hey, I know mock drafts don't mean anything, but if you're a Commanders fan and they come away with that draft of Jaden at 2, a big wide receiver at 40, an offensive tackle at 44, and a third rounder next year, that's a home run. You got to be ecstatic.
Sure. Hey, I didn't even get
because
to
you're going to have
44th pick.
Yes.
Yeah, 44th is what?
Yeah, they have Patrick Paul, offensive lineman out of Houston. He says, we got the Commanders a new quarterback and receiver, but what about the protection? Washington allowed 65 sacks in 2023, tied for second most. Paul is massive, 6'7", 332 pounds with 36-inch arms, making him a challenge to get around in pass protection. Also, he'd get to play with his older brother, Chris, who's a guard currently for the Commanders.
Oh, that's his brother. Right.
Chris and Patrick Paul would be teaming up.
Well, then you've got minimum two new starters on your projected roster.
That would be a nice haul. Yeah.
I don't know. My brain kind of explodes when we do mocks that include trades.
We've done them a billion times.
You know what I mean, Draft? Like, these guys, I'm sure they have rationale, and that made perfect sense when you said they would trade up to 36 to get Penix because that makes perfect sense to me. But it's just hard for me to comprehend these mock draft trades.
You're just guessing.
Yeah, because it's such a guess.
Sticking with ESPN, this is a headline today.
Okay.
And Cakes, yes, you probably have ESPN Plus.
Man, this
you
is...
You don't need to print these articles.
This is quite
up.
A revelation.
This is kind of an eye-opener for you.
It certainly is. Yeah.
But this headline could terrify you.
Oh, no.
And it's somewhat obvious.
Why are you trying to scare me today, JP?
From Bill Barnwell, the headline. This is the cover of ESPN.com right now. Drafting quarterbacks is hard. Why history tells us Washington's pick might be terrible.
No, I don't like that headline. That headline designed to terrify me.
Do theory.
they are long overdue.
Aren't they overdue, especially on the overdue. Number two pick?
Certainly.
They go through all the years where like more than three quarterbacks were drafted in the first round and whether they ended up being potential Hall of Famers, franchise quarterbacks, starters, disappointments. And, you know, you've been talking about this for a while, going through the numbers. More often than not, they end up being disappointments.
They're usually misses. But isn't Washington due for, especially at the number two
Some
pick?
Good draft luck.
Their last two picks were RG3 and Chase.
Yeah.
All right? Whiff.
Right.
Aren't they due for maybe not a home run, but like a freaking double?
I would think.
Right? I mean, come on.
Triple. Let's give them a
triple. All right.
You're doing my due theory. Mix. I'm telling you, I need to get somehow. Can I get royalties on that? Pat Riley, he patented three-peat, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Can I patent due theory?
I mean, go look it up.
Trademark it or whatever. I need to trademark due theory and Sice for greatness.
Yes, get on that.
Those are literally. I mean, those are mine.
I guess so. You have squatters' rights. You love squatters.
Right. I hate squatters.
All right, don't forget, coming up at 8:45, Dylan Strome for the Washington Capitals will join us. But next, this is such a Valdez story. A female surgeon reveals the one body part on men that gives away how big their junk is, and it's not their hands or their feet. We'll tell you which body part it is next. Sorry.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I was vibing to some Motley Crue there.
You love it.
Got lost in that for a second.
How many Crue concerts have you been to, Cakes?
Ooh, that's a great question,
JP. I'm going to guess 4.
Let's see if I can recall. I definitely saw them with Warrant as the opener. Warrant is a very highly overrated hair metal band. They kind of suck, but I saw them, saw that double bill, saw them with Whitesnake opening. That was pretty damn good on the Girls, Girls, Girls tour. I think I've only seen them twice. I think I was inebriated.
I'm sure you were.
At least one of those shows.
I think,
and not inebriated from alcohol.
I think,
it was from a different
substance.
Our
girl, Christina.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Christina, who used to work here, who works over at Capital One Hall, is trying to hook me with tickets to a concert at Capital One Hall.
Okay.
To go see, it's called, the band's called Rumors.
Okay. Oh, it's a Fleetwood Mac cover band.
It's a Fleetwood Mac cover band. And I've been following them on YouTube for, I don't know, for 5 years, six years. They're real. They're real. If the same members are in it, they're really, really good.
That's probably going to be a great night.
So I was just at that Yacht Rock concert, right?
Yeah.
We were talking about all the songs.
You're a Capital One Hall mark is what you
are.
It's
a great venue.
I need to get out there.
It's an awesome venue.
Where exactly is it?
It's in Tyson's.
It's on the other side of the Beltway from Tyson's.
Oh, that might have to be my new joint.
Yeah. Might have to be.
You know, where the big you know where the big Capital One building is? Right on Beltway?
I know where it is, yeah.
It's right. It's basically attached to it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so hopefully I get hooked with the old ticks. Thank you, Christina.
here's the headline. Is just,
do I ask for too much?
These, honestly, have you ever seen guys who, like, do as well as they do, get more sized
for free stuff
than the four guys? Now, be honest. Like,
no, he gets
everyone likes free stuff.
He gets caught up in the wake. He gets some freebies, too.
We're going to the cigar shop together next week. But I'm just saying, have you ever seen four guys that do as well get as excited?
What makes you guys unique?
We're white trash from PG County.
I love it.
You can't escape that.
Love it.
That's all there is to it.
And we know a lot of people.
We certainly do.
Yeah.
We don't know this person. Her name is Dr. Rena Malik. She's a urologist and reconstructive surgeon in California.
I get her on my YouTube all the time.
Oh, you
I do? Yeah, she's one that comes up all the time.
Well, apparently she told the Diary of a CEO podcast, which to me sounds like the most boring. There are a lot of boring podcasts out there. Diary of a CEO sounds like...
Yeah, but what if you were
like,
a CEO? What if you were like your own business? Maybe you would want to listen for tips.
Okay. Have you ever heard of or listened to a Diary of a CEO podcast?
No, but he's got no interest in
it. I listened to the...
He listens to a lot of boring podcasts.
I listen to a lot of podcasts. I listened to the one, Erica, the head of Barstool, her podcast, and it was all about business.
Okay, well, she was on the Diary of a CEO podcast, which I'm sure is wildly successful. Probably not. She said that a man's nose may be a better indicator of junk size than hands or feet.
Well, let me say
feet.
This. Sorry. I know.
Maybe.
I mean, she couched it.
All right, let's see. Right, she did.
What did she say at the end?
Let me say something here.
When she couched it, what'd she say?
It may be a better indicator. I've always taken true pride in my big hands and big feet for that reason. I'm telling you.
Well,
I got big-ass hands
further down
and
in the story,
big feet.
It says, in Japan, the average junk size is... Four and a hook, according to previous research. I've got Otani crushed.
You got him killed.
I've got him just destroyed.
I'll bet against that.
Well, he may be an outlier, but I've got Otani's relatives destroyed.
Right. I'm actually pissed because I haven't measured my nose yet. And I know these guys are laughing.
You could have a tiny nose.
I know. And I looked in the mirror when I saw, like, maybe at some point I did look in a mirror, although I tried to avoid him. I looked in the mirror and I looked at my nose and I went, it's not like a very big honker.
It's not that silly. It's not that big.
I mean, it's an average nose.
I don't buy into that crap. Where was that story posted?
But you guys, all right, so if you give the nose the size and then what it allegedly equates
give it credibility, the theory?
Well, because they give basic parameters.
So researchers in Japan measured the size and, this is gross, by the way, just to let you know, the size and weight of the reproductive organ of 126 dead Japanese men.
Oh, my God.
This is how they got the numbers.
They cut their Johnsons off and put it on the scale?
I don't.
They have to. How else do you weigh a guy's Johnson?
I don't know.
This is important science. It's fine.
I'm just saying.
So they also measured their nose size, which was documented by measuring the distance from between a person's eyes.
Well, let me say this for these poor Japanese guys. Everybody knows what happens to you when you're cold. And you're never colder than when you're dead.
They're not sized.
No. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
that's not
doesn't
fair.
Rigor mortis make you stiff?
Well, that's true too. But maybe that offsets.
Oh, well, now we have a list of the countries with the
biggest noses.
No, with the largest junk revealed.
All right.
Well, but is it not the nose, or is it the gap between the eyes?
What do you want
to
do?
Come here.
You measure the nose size by measuring the distance from between a person's eyes to where the nostril starts.
Come here and measure.
Near the tip of the olfactory organ, which is your nose.
Drab, you want to come in here and measure?
We got Roger to measure our noses. We need a standard measure.
All right, so
and he's very
him?
Technical.
All right.
And he got a string.
All right, but hold on.
But I don't. If you don't want to participate, Bish or whoever, it's fine. We're not going to force you to.
Jason will do. I think he would do this.
It's so stupid.
Hold on. I'm not claiming. I already know mine's shrunk. It used to be sillier.
Your nose?
No, my legit silly. Hold on.
But did you tell us you gain an inch if you lose 15 pounds?
Hey, but I'm asking you all the one question. No one's answering it. What? If your nose is 1 inch, how long is your Johnson?
If your nose is 1.8 inches, which is the smallest on the scale here, your Johnson size is 4.1. If your nose is 2 inches.
I can tell you got a small nose.
My nose, by the way, trumps all of these measurements. even their biggest measurements.
Well, we'll see.
Here's why I know it's not true, because I know some guys that got some big ass noses now. I've never checked out their junk, but I guarantee.
You're just guessing. My nose is not long. It's not that long. Believe me.
So here's the deal. This is.
On the mic, Roger.
This, right. This is the deal with that.
Yeah.
There's a little
Roger
tick mark
like he has
every
a big nose.
He does. There's a black mark right on the string.
I see. Go ahead. Just measure.
Just
my
measure,
nose.
Roger.
Roger's the MVP. Yeah, he's always the MVP.
Right. Yeah, take your hat off. Turn it around.
Roger
whatever.
The Dodger.
Go ahead.
Yeah, here.
You want me to show you, Roger?
Well, I thought you were supposed to measure it down.
You are.
Did you tell him? How
he's measuring it the wrong way.
Is scientific in any fashion?
Are you surprised?
He said an inch and a quarter. That's like the world's smallest.
Yeah, we measured it the wrong way. Cake said it's supposed to be from like the eyes down.
Are you sure he's an engineer?
Isn't he supposed to be an engineer? Yeah,
the tower's getting ready to collapse.
It's from between the eyes to the tip of your nostrils.
He wishes Godzilla was collapsing the tower.
Right. He'd come to work every day for that.
What am I?
Drab's going to do the measurements.
We're doing a big reveal. We're going to do a whole.
You've been fired, Roger.
Yeah, we're going to do a big totem pole.
Yeah.
Actually, I kind of want to measure Roger.
I guess Roger's bad with anything organic. Like, he's good with, like, electronics.
I think based on the eyeball test, Roger would be holding in this contest.
Yeah. He looks like he's got a honker on him. Yeah. Let me see your hands. Good-sized hands? Yeah, they're not bad for your size. You got pretty big hands. I think Jason's got a honker on him. I really do.
I mean, we'll see. We've known that over the years.
You got a big nose.
Man, it's not small.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad looking nose. It's a fine looking nose.
It's proportioned to his body.
It's a fine looking nose, but you've got a large nose.
Yeah, you got a large nose.
Yeah. I got that's my family has large noses. What can you do?
Oh my God!
I always like to hype up my button nose. I don't know if that really works
Cakes.
For me.
I think Cakes got the world's tiniest nose. This kind of falls in line. I think
that's why I think the study's real.
There might be something to it. All right, Drabby, you're gonna give a big reveal.
Hold
please?
Up, we gotta do Roger's nose though.
Yes. Well, Roger,
please.
Yeah. Can we do your? Can we measure your nose? You might have the biggest one here.
Roger's gonna be the John Holmes of this contest.
Take your glasses off, Roger.
I mean, if Roger's walking around with a Louisville slug in his pants, there's no justice in the world.
You can tell he's got the biggest nose. he's got an enormous nose.
He holds it.
He looked like Pinocchio.
I always wondered how Roger got, you know, no had a family
hey,
and
hey,
everything.
Hey, no wonder he limps around here.
Yeah. Roger.
You're hauling that thing around. No wonder you limp around the station.
Oh, right. That's why his pants are so low.
Yeah, he's the Greg Olson of 106.7 The Fan.
All right, do you want to reveal the drum rolls here? What are we doing? This is hilarious.
I guess we'll go smallest to biggest.
All right. Let's do Cakes first.
We're rooting for big noses.
Yeah, I need my nose to be bigger. It's so small. It's so small and cute.
According to my measurements.
Yeah.
out of the four junkies, the one with the smallest nose and hence the smallest Johnson.
Yes?
Eric Bickle.
Really?
His nose doesn't look smaller than Cakes'.
I'm telling you, it's an optical illusion.
Well, Cakes turned sideways.
You're just under two and a quarter.
All right.
Just eyeball.
What is Cakes' nose?
EB, let me see your profile.
Eyeball is Bickle's bigger.
Bickle's is bigger, right?
I don't know. It's faulty measurement.
Again, it's very unscientific what was happening.
Let's do, the string doesn't lie.
Let's do eye bags measurement. Let's do that next. You guys are neck and neck.
Hey,
you guys are neck and neck.
I don't know if I want Drad to be a part of the chain gang in the NFL.
Everybody's coming up short.
Coming in third place.
All you want to do is avoid last.
Two and a third. Cakes.
Two and a third. So you got me by
he's got you by
a tenth of an inch or something? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't whip them out right now, both of you.
All right.
Tell you,
now it's between JP
strong.
And Jason. And between these two guys, the one with the biggest nose at 2.5.
It's got to be Lurch.
John Paul Flame.
What? Really?
He's got a long nose. He's got a little.
There you go.
I don't think so. I don't know.
Come
where
measure.
Where are you measuring from? It's all
in between the eyes.
Between
down.
The eyes. Yeah. And it follows all the way down
to the end of the nose.
I would bet all my. Listen, I know. I've seen. Listen, I literally have seen Jason's. But he his nose is the biggest nose in here.
Who has the biggest nose in?
But, not, but
it's just
not,
behind
it
the glass.
It could be the widest, but maybe not the longest.
No, I'm talking about the length. I'm looking at the length. You got a your nose.
He did the measurement.
Drab was very upset because we all measured ours in the studio, and Drab was the only person out of everyone here whose nose is less than two.
it's impossible.
What was Rogers, by
it's
the
impossible.
Way?
Rogers
is 4 inches.
I measure my own nose. I measured everyone else's.
No, we measured each other. I haven't had Mar do it. I did it, and I confirmed it with Mar. Drab's nose is less than two.
Can we get Rogers' number? Did he indeed have the biggest nose?
He had to.
Roger does have the biggest nose. And he is. Roger, he is. Just a hair. He's touching 3 inches.
Oh, wow. So 3 times 1.8, is that right?
He's got a foot long in his shorts.
Yeah, he's got a Godzilla dog.
No.
That's not a half a foot long.
What was the math? Was it times 1.8?
It doesn't matter.
Who knows?
No. He's holding.
Roger's holding.
That boy needs some big underwear.
Well, it hadn't gotten him anywhere.
I look at Roger differently.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Roger got some swagger.
He's got some swagger that none of us knew about.
Yeah, he does. Good for him.
You
good
look at him differently.
Good for that guy.
Big old slinky over there.
How does he get those jeans so high?
Well, they're low. That's why he wears them low. You can't pull them up.
All right, we're done with the dong talk.
It has nothing to do with his waist.
Is dong talk going to bleed over and kill Strom?
I'm not asking Strom or how.
He's going to measure his nose.
No, yeah. I'm not doing
he
that.
Has a tower in his pants.
Yeah, right.
I am going to tell him he's playing the biggest game of his
when he's working on the antenna.
Yeah, that's what he's got his own tower.
When we come back, we'll be joined by Dylan Strom from the Washington Capitals. They got a big one tonight against the Pens. He'll join us next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Rest of the day is planned, basically. Do the show, the rest of the show, go home, take a nap.
Well, you got to eat lunch at some point. You got to eat lunch before you
nap.
Yeah.
Wake up, take the dog on a walk.
Yeah.
Figure out dinner. I'm sure it's some form of.
You're an empty
tonight.
Nester now, right?
Yeah. Correct.
Why? Oh, yeah, he's an empty nester, but his wife's still there. Yeah,
I know, but he's an empty nester, so he's got nothing but time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
and then so he's going to watch.
And then I'm watching the Capitals.
Right.
I mean, biggest
game of the year.
Lock. I'm watching the Capitals. I will be dialed in. Caps, Pens, as the Caps are making a playoff push.
Right.
Hopefully, we'll be joined by Dylan Strome shortly.
My day couldn't be more opposite of yours. Just
Stromer, where are you?
Pick up this kid there. Pick up that kid there. Yeah. Take this kid there.
Different phase of my life, my friend. Dylan Strome now joins us on the BetQL guest hotline. He's brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. What's up, Stromer? Good morning.
Not much. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing well.
Stromer, I'm just going to get it out of the way. Do you realize this is the biggest game of your career?
B-G-O-T-Y. We like to shorten it. Yeah.
I mean, because you haven't played in the playoffs yet, correct?
No, correct. I played in the bubble playoffs, so technically no.
Okay. This is the biggest game of your career right now, tonight.
No, the last 15 of it, each one, or maybe 10, I should say. Ooh. They've been pretty big.
So. I'm just saying, but each one, based on the result, they just get bigger and bigger. I guess that's my point.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the playoffs.
So
it's
tomorrow,
like,
tomorrow night's the new biggest game of my career.
Correct. You're right. That's 100%.
Yeah. Right. I mean, are you guys approaching it like you're in the playoffs right now? Like, you know what I mean? Like everything's a playoff game, essentially? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think, especially at home, it just feels like, it feels like they're even bigger. Obviously, you're not expected to win every game on the road. It's nice to win games on the road, and that's how you have a good season. But I think, you can't be losing games at home. We obviously lost last one to Boston in a shootout when we should have won in overtime. We had that power play, and, you know, those games hurt, you can see in the standings. So, obviously, playing against Pittsburgh tonight, a big rivalry game, and when it's at home, it means even more. So, we're ready to go. Everyone's excited. We know how big of a game it is, and we're fired up.
Stromer, does any rivalry game that you've been a part of before you were here in Washington earlier in your career, I can't really even mention Arizona. They don't really have any rivals. But when you were with the Blackhawks, like, Blackhawks, Red Wings, that's a big rivalry. Does that compare to Pens, Caps? Is it like in the same stratosphere, in your opinion?
It was a little different. I mean, I would say Blackhawks, Red Wings, yes, but since they're not in the same division anymore, they're in totally different conferences. It's not as big. I think more Blackhawks and Blues was a bigger rivalry. Or Blackhawks and Wild. I know that was a pretty big one too. So, but I don't think that compares really to this magnitude. I think the amount of playoff series that have been against these two teams with the, the superstars that each team has, I think it kind of separates itself as a huge rivalry. I think of like Rangers Islanders or you know, Leafs, Montreal, Boston, Montreal, things like that, where I feel like this is kind of like the newer age since Crosby and Ovi have been going head to head. So it's fun to play in. I've got a little taste of it last year and how big of a game it was when we played against them last year. And then we beat them pretty good last time. So I know they're going to be pretty pissed off and ready to go tonight. So, no, it's a huge game for us.
Yeah, you mentioned the rivalry between Ovi and Sid. And, you know, we don't know how many more of these we're going to get. These guys are getting toward in the twilight of their careers. So that's just obviously the biggest subplot of Pens Caps, or I should say Caps Pens. I don't know why I would put Pens before the Caps. Caps Pens is Ovi and Sid matching up again.
Yeah, and obviously they played, like I said before, they have numerous playoff series against each other, and I think I saw something that every time one of them beat the other one in the playoffs, that team went on to win the cup. So, that's pretty telling right there how big of a series it is. I think, you know, obviously those two guys have had, you know, the two best careers in the last 20 years. I don't think that's not really a secret. I think, they've both done things that not many people are going to do for a really, very long time, especially, two franchises that, you know, kind of needed that star player to come in. Obviously, the Penguins had Mario, but when Crosby came in, their whole rink was, they talked about maybe they might have to move or whatever it was, and they won the lottery the year after the lockout. So, it's kind of a crazy story, but it's cool to be a part of the latter stages of it, and hopefully we can write somewhat of a new chapter tonight.
Stromer, were you surprised to see the highlight of the Rangers Devils game where they drop the puck and then everybody drops the gloves two seconds in, and like if you're out there, you just know what's going down. Are you just like in the back of your head, because you're not a fighter? Like, are you just like, oh man, I gotta fight this dude? I don't want to fight.
How did that start?
There was bad blood because somebody made a run at, I believe it was Jonas Siegenthaler from the Devils about a month ago.
Right.
And they got back on the ice. And
so they talked about it pregame. They said, we're going to go at it.
Some sort of indicator that everybody was going to be dropping the gloves. Have you ever been a part of anything like that previously in your career?
No, not as much as like a 5-on-5 line, bro. But that one was brewing for a while just because because that Rempe hit Bastion 2 games ago, okay. And then so last game he didn't fight against McDermott, who's the new tough guy that the Devils got. And then that Rempe hit Siegenthaler that next game. So then this was just brewing for a while, and then the road team has to submit their lineup first. And when the road team starts their fourth line, I don't think it gave Laviolette much of a choice. He had to start his fourth line, and then I think it's just in the heat of the moment. I think. When three guys start dropping the gloves, I think the other two are just, I guess they just follow along, and it made for some pretty good television, I think. I know a lot of the older guys on the Rangers were, or on the Devils, sorry, were kind of, giving, Rempe some props for, standing up for what he did. And I think they had a lot of respect for him for that, because I think after the last game, they didn't have that. So I think, obviously nothing bad happened. There was one more fight in the game, and it was a pretty good hockey game. So that's part of hockey, and sometimes it happens.
So you mentioned a tough guy. Like, there's fewer and fewer of the enforcers or goons, as they used to be called back in the day, like a fourth liner that like couldn't really skate, didn't have much skill. Like, most of those guys are out of the game now, right? Like, there aren't that many guys that are just out there to fight and to be tough enforcer guys, or am I mistaken on that?
No, I think you're right. I think that, most teams are going with four line that, either they got to have some sort of role on the team. Like, it's pretty tough to have four lines that, score consistently in the NHL, but I don't think it's crazy to say that, all four lines on our team, especially, do something different for the team. Like, there's not many fourth lines that are consistently playing against other teams' first line like ours does. I would say that that kind of tough guy role is, slowly diminishing. But I think when you have a guy like on our team, like Willie, that just shows how much of a kind of a unicorn he is. Just, not many guys want to fight him. He doesn't have to fight often. And when he does, it's obviously for a reason. And he's still scoring 20 goals and just signed a, pretty lucrative contract. So I think when you have guys like that, I think that can do both. That's why I'm very happy, like I said before on this show, that I'm very happy he's on my team.
Yeah. All right, so you guys have done pretty well against the Pens this year. I think you guys have beaten them twice and smoked them the last time, I'm pretty sure. And this is, and this is a big one, obviously, and now they're kind of in the mix for that last wild card spot. So just talk about how you guys have played against Pittsburgh and what's the key tonight.
Yeah, well, the first game of the year, they smoked us 4-0 in our rank, and I don't think we forgot about that. We won the next two times in their rank, and obviously to go 3-1 would be pretty good against them. So, you know, I think we're excited. We're ready. They're playing pretty good. We've had a couple games slide here. Obviously not a great game against Buffalo 2 nights ago. So we'll be ready to go, and you know, we know how big of a game it is. No, for us, you know, it feels like they've been big for the last, like I said, 2 or 3 weeks ever since that kind of Seattle game where we kind of turned things around. So, you know, everyone's excited. It's going to be, I'm sure a loud crowd. We'll be ready to go. So I'm definitely looking forward to it. And hopefully we can, get a couple extra points and get up to 84 and you know, kind of leave some teams in our rear view with this win.
Stromer, no pressure, but as Jason said, it's only the biggest game of your career.
It's going to be a playoff atmosphere tonight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. Best of luck tonight, man.
Thank you, buddy.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, okay, so awesome. I misread the schedule. So they did lose to Pittsburgh opening game of the year.
Right.
4-0. But they beat them 4-3 mm-hmm. and 6-0 the last two. So.
Love it. Love that. That was Dylan Strom, brought to you by C.D. Shanahan's Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Quality and comfort you can rely on. When we come back, we'll be joined by Ryan O'Halloran, sports writer and columnist for the Buffalo News. We'll get into the Stephon Diggs trade to the Houston Texans next.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.